All right, well, it's nice to come down to Florida and win. You know, this hasn't been a great venue for us through the year, so it's good to come out on top. A lot of players stepped up and, you know, played hard today. Miami's a good football team, and, you know, we definitely had our hands full. But, you know, offensively, we had a lot of good production other than when we had some penalties and a couple of miscues. But, you know, I thought those guys really stayed after it and moved the ball effectively. And, you know, defensively, we were just trying to hang in there. But, you know, it's a good team. It's good to, you know, even it up with Miami this year. They got us pretty good up there. So, you know, at least we feel good about evening the score down here. So, hard-fought, tough game. And, you know, we're happy to win. And, you know, ready to move on next week to Pittsburgh.
How important was it to bounce back after the Jets last week?
Well, every game's important. So, you know, it's good to win a division game here against Miami. Like I said, they got us up there the first time. So, you know, at least we squared it up with them. And, you know, I'm sure we'll be in it with them right to the end. It's been good. Yeah, it's been good. It's really, you know, through all year, it's been good. You know, Matt's a confident guy. He's a good football player. He gets better every time he walks onto the practice field or into a meeting or in a game. And he just keeps learning and keeps improving. I don't think there's ever been a lack of confidence. I would never say that.
Just the natural of a young guy gains it.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, you know, I think anybody gains it, you know, young or old. You know, you go in there and you're successful and you do better and you gain more confidence, you know, whether you're a rookie or a 10-year better. Yeah, I think that's true for all of us.
He seems to get better every game.
Well, Matt works hard. You know, he works hard at what he does. And he, like I said, not just every game, but I think he gets better every practice. He gets better in every meeting. He understands, you know, things that went wrong. He corrects them. And, you know, we usually don't have that problem again. And he very seldom, you know, repeats mistakes. And he usually executes plays better the consecutive times when he runs them. And, you know, and again, but that's everybody offensively, too. It's not just him. The offensive line, the receivers, passing game, you know, everybody's, you know, it's not a one-man band there. You know, everybody's doing a good job.
When you spread things out as much as you did today, it's incumbent more on this quarterback thing to make sure everything is, because he's there. If they take the chance to go after him, he doesn't have much, or they just cover him.
Well, and that's the way it is with every pass play. If they come after you, then they got more than you can block. You got to get rid of it. If they don't, then you got to count on your protection to hold up and follow your reads. And if they drop off, then they got more guys in coverage, and you got in the route, and you got to find the open guy. So, you know, I mean, a quarterback's got a tough job on every play.
It seems with his mobility now, particularly compared to the early weeks, where he runs with a purpose, for lack of a better phrase. He looks to see what's there. If it's not there, he moves in the pocket. If it's not, then he takes off.
Yeah. Well, I'd say, yeah, I don't think I would put it that way, but I would say that he makes good decisions. You know, and when things are covered and the rush opens up and he's got a chance to advance the ball, you know, he can step up there and make that good decision. And there are other times when, you know, that's not the case. You're better off just staying there a little bit longer in the pocket and, you know, waiting for something to come open. So I think that, you know, he's just made a lot of good decisions on that, not just in the passing game, but in his pocket presence and, you know, his ability to step up in the pocket and sometimes, you know, scramble and move the chains on some of those, you know, man coverage situations where, you know, the defense doesn't, they got their back turned to him.
Well, there are times when even you marvel at some of the plays that Randy Moss makes out there.
He's been making them for a long time. He's made a lot of good ones. I don't know. The guy's got how many touchdowns? 100 and whatever. I don't know. Huh?
132 now.
Whatever it is. So, I mean, he's making good plays for a long time. He's a great player. You know, we've seen him do it time and again, but he continues to do it, and he's been doing it for a long time.
Bill, you mentioned the offensive production and defensively trying to hang in. Did you get the feeling early on that it's going to be a
tight game? Well, I don't know. You go into every game, you hope you're going to move the ball and score points, and you go into every game hoping that you're going to play good defense and not give up many yards or give up many points. And, you know, we would certainly like to play better defensively. You know, we had trouble in the red area, and, you know, even though, you know, when they got the ball down there, if we had been able to make a couple stops, it would have been, you know, a lot less points than what they ended up getting. But they're a good red area team, and, you know, they got us on a couple, you know, a couple good plays. It's good execution on their part. Pennington's a, you know, smart quarterback, and you know, he was able to find some openings there on the scramble where he hit the fullback in the back of the end zone and the pop pass off the fake flip play. So, you know, give them credit. They're a good football team. They scored points, you know, won four in a row. So you know, they've been doing a good job against everybody.
Well, it seems Wes Welker is just effective game after game. Is the consistency the best attribute, perhaps, of him?
Well, again, Wes does a lot of things well. It's hard to say, well, this will take care of him. I mean, he's quick. He runs well after the catch. He's got great hands, good concentration. He has a good feel for man and zone coverages. He's a good technique player, as well as having good skills. So, you know, he knows how to attack defenses, how to attack coverages and get open. He's got a good repertoire and good, a lot of different, throw a lot of different pitches at him. And so it's hard to just, you know, take one thing to say, well, this is going to take him away. He's got too many changeups.
What's it say about your team to overcome two turnovers in 1 minute?
Yeah, two turnovers and what was it, 6 penalties in the first half. You know, we really felt like, you know, we stopped ourselves in the first half. And then, you know, but we really didn't in the second half. You know, we'd had a lot more consistency moving the ball. And defensively, we got hurt with some big plays and you know, some red area touchdowns. So there's still a lot of room for improvement.
Did you do anything different against that Wildcat? They've ran it quite a few times against you. It seemed like some pretty good success, at least better than the first time.
No, yeah, a lot better than the first time. Well, I think we tackled better. And, you know, we hadn't worked on it the first game. I mean, we'd seen it from other teams, but not really their version of it. So I think our ability to have a chance to prepare for it and see some of the things they've run in other games. And, you know, at least when we got to the sideline, we could, you know, talk a lot more about, okay, this is what we expected. This is what they're doing. This is the adjustment we've got to make and that kind of thing. So, you know, having some time to prepare for it definitely helped. But it's still hard to stop. You know, they got a lot of good players in there, Williams and Brown and offensive line and all that. So it's, you know, just even sometimes if you know what they're doing, it's still, you know, hard to take it away. And they had a couple new wrinkles for us today.
And how are you using Lewis Sanders in that matchup? It seemed like he was a little bit of a part of your
Lewis Sanders played a couple different roles in the game. He played some corner, he played some safety. So, you know, by call, we had him in there in some different situations.
As long as you've been around Moss now, are there still plays and games that when you look at him, they astonish you a little bit?
Well, he makes a lot of good plays. You know, he made a couple down here last year, so... maybe he lines it down.
Things kind of got ugly again, a little bit uncharacteristic for both teams and personal fouls. Is anything going on special up there?
Yeah, well, you know, we hate to see that. That's not anything we want to be a part of. You know, we want to make our statement on the field with the way we're playing. And, we'll do our talking on Sunday. We don't need to get any fouls or penalties or, you know, get into a lot of little verbal back and forth after the game. We'll try to say what we have to say on the field.
When you see Welker absolute clock, I think almost right in front of him, and I think he was back on the field 2 plays later. How much of that stable kind of
thing? Yeah, he's a tough kid. He's been hit a few times, but he's a tough kid, and you know, most of the time he seems to manage to miss those solid blows. You know, he gets them where they're kind of glancing, or where he squirts under them, or in between them, or something. But you know, every once in a while they tag him, but he's a tough kid. He bounces right back. So, yeah, it's pretty impressive, you know. You stand up next to him, and he's, you know, smaller than I am. And you know those hits got to hurt, but he's tough. All right, thank you.